Asia appeals for government help amid health challenges. IFAC challenges government to hold mobile service providers accountable for ongoing network failures. In international news, scientists working to develop new Ebola vaccine. In fourth, Ghana named Thomas Partey in World Cup squad despite UK charges. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. A 51-year-old teacher, Beatrice Malenga, with an underlying health condition, is making solemn appeal to government to consider her for employment in the ongoing teacher recruitment drive. Despite her health challenges, Ms. Malenga has emphasized that her condition does not hinder her ability to perform teaching duties effectively. In an interview with Parsem, Ms. Malenga shared that she completed her teaching training in 2022 and is currently making her second attempt to secure a teaching position. She added that her health condition, while significant, does not limit her professional capabilities. Ms. Malenga said her determination to contribute to education, despite her personal circumstances, underlined her commitment and resilience. However, she narrated that the inability to secure employment has placed her in a difficult financial situation, making it hard to provide for her family. Her appeal highlights the broader issue of inclusivity and support for qualified individuals facing health challenges in the workforce.
I'm appealing to the government to consider me in the teaching service as a teacher. I'm appealing because I'm unable to take care of my family and ensure that they have the necessary things that they need. This is my second attempt. I applied in not 2021, the one that followed after 2021. It was also another recruiting. So this is my second time applying. The only problem last year is that the number is small, and the reason why I'm appealing to the government is because I am in, I would like to end that job so that I'm able to take care of my health economic condition. However, my status does not allow me to
satisfy
my duties as a teacher.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has challenged the Ministry of Technology and Science to take immediate and decisive action to address ongoing network failures, disrupting communication and economic activities nationwide. IFAC Executive Director Solomon Goma has also challenged the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, to explain why network providers are not being held accountable for their failure to deliver consistent and reliable services. Mr. Goma says the failures are unacceptable and that consumers and businesses continue to suffer from poor connectivity while providers face little to no scrutiny for failing to meet basic service standards. He has therefore stressed that these persistent connectivity issues do not only inconvenience citizens but also undermine productivity, business operations and the broader economy, noting that reliable communication infrastructure is essential for economic growth and national development. Ms. Tangoma has since urged the Ministry and ZICTA to act swiftly, enforce accountability measures, and ensure that service providers deliver the quality of network services that Zambians deserve.
As an institution, we urgently call upon the Minister of Science and Technology to take immediate and decisive action to resolve the ongoing network failures that continue to disrupt communication and economic activity across the nation. These persistent issues are not only inconveniencing citizens but also undermining productivity, business operations and the broader economy. We further challenge the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, to explain why network providers are not being held accountable for their failure to deliver consistent and reliable services. It is unacceptable that consumers and businesses continue to suffer from poor connectivity while providers face little to no scrutiny for failing to meet basic services standards.
opposition Liberal Democratic Party leader Xavier Chungu has welcomed the Independent Broadcasting Authority's clarification regarding the cancellation of his media interviews with two named broadcasters. Yesterday, the IBA denied social media reports alleging it influenced the cancellations of interviews on Millennium TV and That Good Podcast. Mr. Chungu says the clarification affirms his integrity and respect for the Constitution, emphasizing he will not compromise his values for political gain. As the August 13th general election approaches, Mr. Chungu expresses hope for a free and fair media environment. He is therefore urging his supporters to remain calm and commit to a campaign based on the rule of law rather than violence. Mr. Chungu, a former intelligence chief, now running for president, says he feels vindicated by the IBA's statement.
I'm glad that IBA has distanced themselves from the alleged withdrawal to publish my interviews with Millennium TV and Red Podcast. I will not speak about anything to do with the state systems. For no reason, I can only talk or comment about what the state has allowed in the public domain. I respect my laws. I respect my constitution. I can never compromise my values and beliefs just to gain political mileage. I say that the media environment will remain free and fair in our country as we go into the campaign, election campaigns. Our campaigns are about securing the country. Our campaigns are about securing our people. Our campaigns are about securing our wealth. I have therefore advised my supporters and to remain calm and allow the truth to find a way.
In other news, stakeholders remain optimistic about a strong bumper harvest during the 2025 and 2026 farming season. Zambia is projected to record its highest ever maize harvest, with production expected to reach 4.94 million metric tons, according to the Zambia Statistics Agency and the Ministry of Agriculture. Climate smart agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Kandela Vulaya described this achievement as a significant milestone in strengthening the country's agriculture's transformation and resilience to climate change. He attributed the bumper harvest to government investments in climate-smart agriculture, including improved input distribution, irrigation expansion, mechanization, extension services, and the Comprehensive Agriculture Transformation Support Program.
He commends the government for progressive agricultural policies and interventions that continue to support productivity and resilience. And this includes the input distribution, irrigation expansion, mechanization, enhanced extension services, and implementation of programs such as comprehensive agricultural transformation support. This is good for our country, even as we project ourselves to hit the target of producing 10 million metric tons of maize by 2030. We commend our farmers throughout the country as well for their resilience.
Meanwhile, Lusaka-based economist Kelvin Chisanga says Zambia's projected maize harvest of 4.94 million metric tons in the 2025 to 2026 season represents a major breakthrough in agricultural productivity and economic recovery.